This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Happy Monday. It's the Brent Mega Show. A little Monday motivation for you to kick off the show. This guy invented something that is a game changer when it comes to sign language. We'll tell you what that is next on the Brent Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, this man invented something that I think is a game changer. Kevin, I know your daughter is deaf. She hears with cochlear implants. I know that she actually has done a little bit of dabbling in sign language and things like that.
Yes.
And it's something that a guy invented that I don't know how was never invented before, but man, it will be a game changer when it comes to being able to communicate. This guy has designed an app that translates speech into sign language. So if you don't know how to do sign language, you can just speak and then it will showcase the sign language for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it makes communication easier. Google translates the sign language to take the speech and puts it into text for people and then vice versa. So it just shows you that more and more innovation is happening because the AirPods do things like this now too, where there's more and more communication from people who would normally not be able to communicate on a regular basis. There's more ways than ever before to allowing the world to communicate and to talk
to
each other.
I love that.
Such a cool invention. Now that's some good news for you.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brent Mega Show. If you can only keep one app on your phone, you got to delete every other app that exists on your phone. Which app are you keeping?
I think I have to keep TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok is where I watch my nightly ASMR, so I can't let
go
of
that.
Yeah, that's where I get a lot of my information and news, so I'm leaning TikTok.
That is so Gen Z. That's where I get my news, TikTok, which is crazy. Right. Although Hannah is a local news watcher like 3 times a day, so it's not our only source of news. Just her main source, TikTok.
It's going to be weird. Maybe it says I'm a workaholic. I'm going to keep the Odyssey at Work password thing that allows you to get into the computers.
Producer's worst nightmare.
I'm the company man. I'm going to keep my Odyssey app so I can stream.
You need it to get into the stuff here.
See, that
work.
Can go for me. I don't need that. I don't need to see anything related to work ever. I absolutely have to say my little gaming app that I play every single day, Homescapes, which is basically Candy Crush.
Guys, why didn't no one else go functional? I did maps.
Oh,
like
man.
AB of all people.
Oh, my God.
God, you,
it doesn't help her anyway.
I'm keeping maps for AB. Could you imagine if AB had to do not like she can't even find a place with maps.
I don't think we'd be any different than we are now. Yeah.
I would not be the chill person I am today without my Candy Crush.
Wow. I just feel like, yeah, if we got rid of AB's
maps. You can always print the directions out, MapQuest.com.
I don't want to be Kevin. We've been walking around my printed maps.
I'm just Ubering at this point.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending right now here on the Brett Mega Show. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and we run through as many stories as Hannah says yes to. Why is Target encouraging employees to be more flirty?
Why?
They have enforced a new rule for this holiday season. And some people are saying it's the new flirty rule. And it requires employees to smile at shoppers that are within 10 feet. Then when they get closer, make eye contact, wave, say hello, and ask them if you need help. How is your day?
I mean, I do think it's smart for people to be more friendly during the holiday season. But enforcing a rule like that is kind of weird. Like, I feel like I might get creeped out.
I don't think that's flirting. I think that's just doing your job.
Okay, so people have mixed opinions. Some people are like, man, just making eye contact, though, is flirty enough. And then, like, waving, like, feels very flirtatious. The other thing is, like, how am I going to get through a Target store? It's like, when you get 4 feet of any employee, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And then you walk over to another, you just keep walking. How can I help you? It's like, stop! I just want to get through the store. So some people say it could actually backfire.
This is going to be, like, a shock to the system because nobody's nice anymore.
That's true. Why are you being nice? What do you need from me? National Toy Hall of Fame has announced its 2025 inductees.
Ooh. Oh, Kevin, you know I got to take this
for you. Appreciate it,
Kevin is obsessed with toys still as a grown man. Board games, Battleship, and Trivia Pursuit made it. And then Slime.
Slime! Oh, hey. I love Slime!
Guys, this is out of, like, it's hard to get into the Toy Hall of Fame. There's 12 finalists. Catan, Connect Four, Cornhole, The Scooter, Star Wars Lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo.
The Scooter? Elmo?
Did not make it. All of them are nominees.
Dude, take Battleship out.
Trivial Pursuit take out. Battleship's
okay,
legit.
Both of those out. And Elmo needs to be in.
And what lightsaber? The one that you blew up or the one that, you know, was plastic?
It just says Star Wars lightsaber. This guy would ask, what version of it? Is it the RX-6 or the RX-9?
Does it make a sound? Come on.
Just happy for Slime.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Ashley, are you ready to take on Hannah in a pop culture showdown?
Sure.
Hannah, are you ready to take on Ashley?
Sure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
All right, here I got these questions that I'm sure you guys will get correct. Hannah, get on out of here. She's leaving. When Hannah leaves the room, she can't hear the questions, the answers, and I'm sure you're going to go 5 for 5, okay, Ashley?
I hope so.
5 questions right off the bat. This person will return as a guest judge on Dancing with the Stars after hosting the show for 15 years and being fired 5 years ago.
I don't know.
Oh, start it off with a phone a friend,
Kevin.
Ashley.
Yeah, phone a friend.
All right, Kevin or AB?
I picked AB last time, so Kevin, I guess.
She doesn't trust you. Did AB get it wrong last time?
She did, yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't have known this one either.
Well,
you watch this show?
I don't know this dude's name, though.
Oh, come on. He used to
well,
do
luckily she
he did America's Funniest
Home Videos.
Yeah, I used to watch that. I know what he looks like.
It's Tom Bergeron.
Bergeron, yes, that is correct. All right, autophone your friends. Thank God you didn't pick AB again. And Kevin came through for you, Ashley. All right, here we go.
Thanks,
Miss
Kevin.
Piggy. A Miss Piggy movie is in the works with Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence, of all people. Who is Miss Piggy's love of her life?
Kermit the Frog.
Hell yeah.
Hello.
Jennifer Lawrence is famous for playing what character in The Hunger Games?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not that you're a big Jennifer Lawrence fan. But she does have a movie with Robert Pattinson came out this weekend. It's called Die, My Love. Robert Pattinson was in a what vampire love movie?
Twilight?
Yes. Yep. And then Netflix announced a sequel to its animated musical action adventure. It's going to come out in 2029. What is it?
I don't know. K-pop Demon Hunter?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like that could be the answer for anything nowadays. Yes. Correct. 4 out of 5. Not a bad score. We're going to bring in Hannah and see if she can get at least a 4 out of 5. Okay, Ashley?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room. We got Hannah ready to play Hannah's homeschool on the Brad Maga Show. So this is how it works. We ask Hannah to leave the room. We ask Ashley 5 pop culture questions. And Ashley, tell Hannah who helped you with one of the questions.
Kevin,
it's been a theme lately.
Yeah, I'm not even surprised anymore.
All right, here we go. Kevin and Ashley got 4 out of 5 correct. So you got to get at least a 4 out of 5. You've been locked in on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
First question's about Dancing with the Stars. This person will guest judge Dancing with the Stars after hosting the show for 15 years and was fired 5 years ago.
Read about this recently. You sent it to me, Brett?
I did. I sent this story to her.
I've watched
Dancing
with
the Stars. Actually breaking all-time records for the entire time they've ever been on for, 34-plus years.
I see his face.
Seasons.
I remember him. I know his voice. I've watched him on Dancing with the Stars as a judge for years.
I need a name.
And suddenly it's slipping my mind. Joe?
Joe?
No.
Kevin, you want to tell Hannah?
Tom Bergeron.
Cannot miss from here on out. Kevin did help with that one, though. All right. Miss Piggy movie is in the works with Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence, of all people. Two huge, Oscar-winning actresses. Who is Miss Piggy's love of her life? For real?
Kermit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I'm one of the most iconic couples of all time. Cannot miss here on out. Let's do this one. Jennifer Lawrence is famous for playing what character in The Hunger Games?
Katniss Everdeen.
Yes. Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, she does have a movie that came out with Robert Pattinson this past weekend. A movie called Die, My Love. Robert Pattinson is in what vampire love movie.
Twilight.
Yes. Need this for the win.
Okay.
Netflix announced the sequel to this animated musical and action.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Action adventure will come out in 2029. 4 to 5. Yes. Oh,
nice job, Hannah.
Only question you missed. You didn't have Kevin helping you like Ashley.
Yeah.
Did.
If I had Kevin, I'd be fine.
Ashley, you lost to her again, so you have to say it. This is Ashley. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ashley, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Let's see if you can figure it out. 24% of people will not do this alone. Hannah, you're probably one of those 24% of people because you won't do anything alone.
Correct. I'm going to say they won't fly alone.
Won't fly alone. Ooh.
Which I flew alone for the first time this summer, so I'm defending myself.
And she hated every second. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this alone. All right.
I'm going to say, and it's probably too vague, won't go to a strange place or a new place they've never been to by themselves.
Oh, like a first time you go somewhere.
It's a little broad.
Yeah, there's like literally a restaurant, a store, travel, airplane.
Okay, well then I'll be more specific. They won't go out at night alone.
Okay.
Still broad.
No, I think he means like for a walk in the dark. That's what I think. Okay. Making sure he has a buddy.
They won't leave their house unless they're with another person. When it's dark outside.
Kevin is not allowed to leave his house. I'm going to say they won't go to a concert alone.
Okay. Someone's got to correct. It's Kevin. No, I'm joking.
Kevin said every answer ever.
Yeah, it's not Kevin. It is either Hannah. It is either fly alone or concert alone. 24% of people will not do this alone. I'll tell you who got it right next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day answer, because either Hannah or AB got it. 24% of people will not do this alone. Hannah will not do anything alone. She had to travel. Your guess was travel, like flying an airplane.
Correct. I did travel this summer by myself alone.
It was for a work trip with me. She almost went with my family to Chicago to fly out with me. She's like, I'll road trip
it
with you so I don't have to go.
No, I didn't. I was fine.
And AB, your guess was?
I said go to a concert alone.
Have you ever gone to a concert alone?
No.
Well, it's not the correct answer. Hannah got it right.
Oh, wow.
24% of people will not do this alone. It is actually fly alone. Hannah got it correct. Teachers, we have a question. Are you nervous when this happens to you? I'll ask it next. Teachers, I want to talk to you for a second, and I have a genuine question, to be completely honest. When it comes to parent-teacher conferences, do you ever get nervous? Are you anxious about them? Do you dread them? Do you look forward to them? 855-444-MEGA. I want to hear from a teacher's perspective or other parents out there. If you're like, as a parent, I'm so nervous. And do the teachers themselves get nervous? 855-444-6342. My son, who's just like entering like kind of that pre-kindergarten, but this is the first time he goes to school every single day for like 6 hours a day. So he has parent-teacher conferences for the very first time. So this is my very first parent-teacher conference I've ever had last week. And I wasn't nervous because I don't get nervous about things. Here's the thing. I started talking to all these parents. They were freaking out. So then I started freaking out because they were making me freak out. Everyone was like, oh my God, what do you think the teacher's going to say? I'm like, they're four. What could this teacher be saying? And they're like, oh my God, you don't even know. Last year was horrible. And I'm like, no way. And so from a parent's perspective, teachers, there is a lot of gossip about y'all. And we are all freaking out apparently because every one of them were losing their minds beforehand.
I think it's really hard sometimes for parents to hear anything like any constructive criticism about their kids. I'm someone who's like incredibly protective of my family. So if I ever hear anything like, oh, you know, someone said something about your nephew, Palmer, I'm like, hey, like, what the heck? But also at the same time, I was just talking to one of our family friends who's a teacher. And to think of it from their perspective, they are with, you know, these kids every single day for so many hours. And so if they have to bring something up in parent-teacher conferences, like they also know your kid too.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And
it can be hard.
I feel like they're not the ones nervous because they're in charge. Like they just roll in like the boss. When you walk into a meeting, just think about it from like an adult perspective. When you walk into a meeting, the boss isn't nervous. You're nervous to be around your boss, right?
I don't know. I think the nerves come with the possible reaction of a parent when you have to tell them something they probably already know
about
behavior.
You have to tell Mama Bear.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Kids eating the crayons, man. We're out of crayons because they ate them all.
And as a former teacher so many years ago, my fear was always, please just believe me when I tell you your kid is the problem. or your kid is doing this, and how can we work together to stop this from happening? And sometimes you get the parent who's like, they're doing what? Come here. Smack, 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 smack.
I'm just worried. I'm worried that they're not nervous. Because what do they just tell the parent, hey, this is their progress report, and then just move on? That's what I'm assuming.
No, I definitely think they're nervous.
Really?
I wonder. Parents are so protective of their kids. They don't want to have anybody say anything even negative at all about their kids. And it's not that teachers say negative things, but parents are just super protective. So if I was a teacher, I'd be scared.
There might also be parents who already have a reputation. And so going in, the teachers know, oh my gosh, another teacher told me to watch out for this parent. They're not going to believe anything I said or anything. So they might get more nervous depending on the parents.
Or the frustration of reaching out to parents who never show.
Yeah, I'm curious what they're nervous about. I was like thinking to myself, all these parents are nervous. And the teacher's just thinking like, man, we're on cruise control. Like, we're about to, like, we're running this show. Like, do the people running the show get nervous?
I think the teachers are more scared than the parents.
All right, let's... I am curious about this. Teachers, us parents, we're out there. We're nervous. How are you feeling? 855-444-6342. I want to know from a teacher's perspective, do you guys get nervous before parent-teacher conferences? Because us parents out here, we're freaking out. If you don't know this, teachers, there's a lot of gossip behind your back. I'm just going to keep it real. And they're all freaking out. They're all like sharing notes together beforehand and then afterwards. How did it go? They're breaking it down. Parents freaking out. Teachers, from your perspective, when you go into parent-teacher conferences, you're like, this is my show, my conference, I'm running the thing, and you're not nervous at all. 855-444-MEGA. Stacy, do you, as a teacher, are you guys nervous before the big parent-teacher conference showdown?
I think it depends on where you're at in your career. Like, at the beginning, yeah, I was very nervous. Now, I really love parent-teacher conferences. I like getting to know the families. It helps you understand the kids. And
see, that was what I thought was going to be the answer. I thought that teachers were going to be like, I'm not nervous. This is my moment to shine. I get to know my kids. Like, parents are nervous because, like, what Hannah was saying, like, you're about to, like, tell me anything about my little precious angel and it's going to make me feel like crap. Yeah. Or, like, I'm failing as a parent. I suck. So I get why parents are nervous.
I think it depends on how the teacher gives that information.
Phrases it.
You know, and it's not just our show. You know, it's your show. It's the kids' show. Like, we're in it together.
Great points. Thank you so much for the call.
Like Stacy pointed out in that call, it, like, can depend, like, how many years' experience you have as well. Like, this text says, as a second-year teacher who teaches kindergarten, I do get nervous for conferences, but I only get nervous because I feel like I haven't had enough experience to be able to explain things correctly and professionally to the parents, but that will come easier with more time and experience.
Is that true? Rick, you've been a teacher for 30 years. Do you, you know, as you get further and further into the parent-teacher conference game, do you get better at it?
Yeah, I think so. It's all about building the relationship with the parents, and parent-teacher conferences should not be surprises. And so if you have that relationship, they go really well.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Okay. And so this should just be like kind of like a...
You can tell he's seasoned.
Like a relationship-building experience. Yeah, great point.
That's probably why you're a little more nervous, Brett, because this is like the first time you've done this with your first child. You know, that's it too. It's your first conference as well.
I'm telling you, it's the anxiousness of the other parents, though, too. Like, there's this whole, like, cult happening behind these teachers' backs. Nikki, you have nervous parents cult. Nikki, you're a teacher and a parent. Do you get nervous on either side of this?
I agree with everybody. But as a parent, I get nervous because you're always anticipating something negative is going to be said. Or you're like, oh, gosh, I feel less of a parent in a way. Like, what am I doing wrong? But it is all about relationship building. And as, like, a teacher, one of, like, the hard truths of it is, like, from a parent is that we see your children more than you do, you know. So that's really hard because we do know your children and we just want the best for your children. So if, like, something gets brought up, it's because we care. It's not because your kids, you know,
from this immediate
whatever.
Defense perspective from most parents, it's like, I'm only saying things to help each other, to help this relationship and help your relationship with your kid, because we're all just trying to give ourselves the tools that we need to move forward, whether it's your kids, the tools necessary to move forward, or you, the tools necessary to parent throughout those situations, right?
Exactly. And like Rick said, like, if there's anything negative said, this shouldn't be a surprise at the parent-teacher conference. So you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know. You've never met me before. I can find things to screw up.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Nikki Glaser just hosted SNL for the very first time this past weekend, but a lot of people thought that she took some of her jokes like way too far. She did not stray away from any topic, really. She brought up race, she brought up politics, she brought up pedophiles. She just brought up a lot, but one joke in particular in her opening monologue really lost people, like, basically right away when she made comments about sex trafficking.
But it's really a big fear of being trafficked, mostly for, like, Gen Z girls. I have a lot of Gen Z friends that I bought, and they're terrified. And I don't relate. I'm 41. That was, like, not a fear of mine ever in my 20s. In my 20s, I just feared, like, good old-fashioned, you know? Like, I didn't think it would be a career.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I struggle with this joke because I defend comedians a lot because I feel like they have a really hard job in, like, the climate right now, because I feel like people could get offended basically by anything. But she really, I mean, she pressed the hot button with that one.
I feel as though, like, I've always defended, too, like, that it's an art, it's a safe place. I just don't, like... And I actually had a conversation with Marlon Wayans one time in an interview, and he was just like, nothing's off limit when it comes to stand-up comedy. Two things. One, I think she's doing an open monologue. She's not doing stand-up comedy. It's different. Read the room. Saturday Night Live is just different.
Yeah.
And it does get political, but it doesn't get controversially political. And then second thing, I think, is it's just, why? It's not funny. Like, that's not a funny joke. I do feel like it does. Like, there's things that just gross you out. Like, when I was having that conversation with Marlon Wayans, it was more so of, we take gender and racial stereotypes and we joke around about each other to the extreme. When you joke around about sex trafficking, it's just not funny. It's just gross.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess her main point of the joke was maybe to share the difference, because it all started out like she was talking about like posters in the bathroom and maybe how they're different for like men and women. And I feel like she could have gone like such a different route with that. Like, you could have talked about other, you know, like advertisements or something that are different for men and women. But she went there.
I think she's just on the verge of being an A-lister. And now, like, coming out of Saturday Night Live, it feels like she gave people the ick instead of going, man, she is the funniest woman on TV. And I think going into Saturday Night Live, she had the potential to be that.
Like, yeah.
It's just
I don't
so weird.
Think that canceled her, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I do think it's a weird place to be. And Saturday Night Live is a weird stage, man.
Yeah. There were a couple of bits she did that I think were home runs that I think will get replayed, but her monologue I felt was just too long. And then there were a couple of bits you're like, I don't think that's going to be remembered.
Mm.
It's an interesting place to be, to get backlash post Saturday Night Live when everyone was super excited to see Nikki Glaser.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Real talk. Has anyone ever Googled someone and found out something interesting, found out some juicy gossip, some tea? 855-444-6342. I'm curious if this has ever happened to someone before, because I feel like nowadays, everything you just look up on social media. But I'm talking about, like, you did a background check before a date, found out something.
Ooh.
You Googled somebody. Mm-hmm. Because I feel as though when you meet somebody, you do these background checks, I guess, like, especially if you're single and you're in the dating world. AB, when you go on a date, do you just go in blindly? Do you Google them?
I low-key try to go in blindly so that I don't have, like, any preconceived notions. Because if I start stalking a guy on Instagram, I'm going to get the ick. Every
really?
Guy's Instagram is horrible. So, yeah. See, I try not to.
Do you Google people, Hannah?
Oh, I love doing some investigation. I feel like CaseNet is a big one.
CaseNet?
If any of my,
really?
If any of my, like, friends or family or whoever are going on a date, I feel like I look up their CaseNet before I look up their Instagram.
Wow.
Whoa.
Really? So I have a friend out there that has friends like you, Hannah, who did this for her. Mm-hmm. She was going to go on a date with a random stranger, some guy who just slid in her DMs. And first off, is that weird? I don't even know, because they're like, he just slid in your DMs. He's like, what's up? And just like started flirting with her. She's like, it's the same as if some guy walked up to me at a bar and was like, can I get your phone number? And I meet him and now we're going to go on a date, or I start talking to him at a bar. And
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Except a drink from them. And everyone was like, no, it is not the same thing if someone just slides in your DMs, a random stranger, and starts flirting with you. And so a friend looked up on CaseNet, and he was like, he had been arrested for being a pedophile.
Oh, wow.
So she did
see,
not,
this is why you got to do that.
So she did not go on that date with him at all.
Smart.
Holy.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Have you ever Googled someone, looked them up, and then found out something informational that was not good? Maybe criminal background? What did you find? We want to take your calls next. Has anyone ever looked someone up on Google and then found out some kind of interesting discovery? Whether it's you're applying for a job and you do a background like Google searching, who you're interviewing, you're going on a date with somebody, you do some Google searching. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I was telling my friend, we all convinced her, like, you're going to go on a date with the guy who just slid in your DMs. And we're like, she was like, yeah, he seemed cool. He took his shot. I respect that move. It's hard to find love. And we're like, it's the same as meeting someone at a bar. I'm like, no, I feel like it's not the same. If guys were just shooting their shot in the DMs like that, feel like they're more risky. So we did a little Google searching. Turns out he had a criminal history. He was like, arrested for being a pedophile. I don't even think she canceled the date. I think she just did not show.
Right.
And then changed her Instagram account and moved.
Yeah.
What did you find out while you were being Google searching and doing some research? Kevin, you got Googled?
I got Googled this weekend because I talk a lot about being a G.I. Joe collector. And I had a friend say, hey, I'm out with another G.I. Joe collector. He doesn't believe that you once collected G.I. Joes. I said, really?
What?
Google it. If you Google Kevin Berghoff, G.I. Joe, there's an article that comes up from years ago where I talked to the website yojo.com, and you can actually see pictures of what my collection used to look like before my wife made me sell it.
Bro, I'm not gonna
lie. Wow, Kev.
Kevin was at one point the sixth largest world G.I. Joe collector. I thought for sure that was just a made-up statistic that he could just throw out, because who's
going to check?
Yeah, and who has that ranking?
And by the way, like, why would I claim that if it weren't true?
I don't question him.
I feel like you could just make it up. Like, I'm seventh. Like, who knows? Who's counting, walking around counting people's G.I. Joe collections?
Actually fourth.
Yeah. I really did think you just made that up as a flex, Kev. I didn't know that was a real Google
thing. All I'm saying, Google it. And check out the photos.
Damn, look, never been sexier. You know that.
That's right.
Jenny, you've done this before. You've Googled people before and then found out some interesting information beyond G.I. Joe collections.
Yes, definitely beyond G.I. Joe collections for sure. So I matched with this guy on Tinder. We had exchanged phone numbers and we were talking about like how we were going to go on a date together. So he gave me like roundabout of what town that he lived in, and I'm nosy. So I went to Google, put in his first name, his town, and his phone number, ended up getting his full address and his full name. Mm. So went to...
Peter's so curious.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, I went to Facebook so that I could, you know, fact check the name against what came up. His pictures came up. Well, also his wife came up. Then I went to CaseNet to see, well, maybe they filed for divorce. They had not. So I immediately unmatched and blocked.
Wow.
Damn, bro. You got to make sure.
He didn't even hide his Facebook?
What a rookie mistake. Jeez, yeah. What a rookie
mistake. If you're going to go on Tinder, you got to clear his socials out at least.
Jennifer, this is why you do background checks, huh, Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, if back in the day when after I got divorced and I started getting back into the dating field, it was, you know, if I found somebody that wanted to go out on a date, it was like, I have no shame in it, man. I'm going to case net you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pacer you, which is like the federal background.
What is that?
Wow. Dang. Okay.
Pacer is checking like the federal court system.
Shoot.
And then I'm also going to, you know, I'm going to check on Instagram. I'm going to check on Google. I'm going to check on Facebook and everything else. And then if I think that this could go further, I'm gonna fully background check you. Like,
really?
I'm gonna go. I had a private investigator through my work at the time, and because here's the other thing you have to think about: I have kids,
yeah.
So it's like I really need to know, like, number one, if you're gonna be a pedophile or if you've ever been accused of anything.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I want to know, not for like gold digging purposes, I want to know what your financials are. I want to know if you got kids that you're not paying for or something like that.
I'm not going to lie.
Financials don't lie, man.
Everything
and
you're saying
those,
makes
like,
sense.
There's all those scams out there now.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying actually makes sense, but it also freaks me. I'm like, damn, I'm scared out.
You got one speeding ticket. You're out.
Exactly, Jennifer, yeah. You're intimidating. Damn, you don't not play at all.
Well, my now husband, I actually told him like 6 months after we started dating, I was like, oh, yeah, man, I did a full run on you. You're fine. And he goes, I'm sorry, what? I know where everything is, man.
Like, yeah,
wow, I respect that. Back in the day, it was just like you had to pass Maury. Yeah. That was the only thing you had to worry about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.